of course, Big at the dinner, Big Fatty was Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
And Connor became an immediate fan of Big Fatty as soon as I had him listen to the show. So he's telling Big Fatty how awesome he was at the dinner. And as we're about to leave, Connor's like, Big Fatty, I just wanted to tell you that you were so awesome in person. And Big Fatty was holding the box that mm-hmm. he brought all our stuff in. He drops the box right on the floor, throws up his hands. He's like, oh, I just love you, honey.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, I just love you, honey.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 647 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 27th of July, 2010. Y'all, believe it or not, everything on my list today has something to do with animals. Big Fatty, we're just gonna call you Dr. Zhivago.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, like I said at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, there's lots of things on my list here, but y'all, they all have something to do with animals. And y'all, what better way? What better way to start off the little show about monkeys? Not monkeys. About animals than with those foul monkeys, the ginger bear and the albino, y'all. That's who that was at the beginning of today's little show. But y'all, there was a 20 on the 20 from Miss Lauren, and she goes, I am getting the urge to eat meat. And y'all, you know she's a vegetarian. And y'all, it made me think, well, Miss, I wonder what would make Miss Lauren want to have me eat meat. Well, y'all, there was an article in today's newspaper, and y'all, the headline on it is Monkey Heads and Dead Rats Trigger Probe of Store. And y'all, it is from Chicago. It is from the Chicagos, y'all. Who knew? So, you know, clearly Miss Lauren likes monkey heads and dead rats. But y'all, it says federal authorities are investigating a West Side Chicago store that received a shipment of monkey heads and 24 dead cane rats in a rare criminal inquiry into what experts say is a robust but underground business illegally smuggling meat to Chicago restaurants hungry for a taste from their African homeland. Y'all, who knew that Miss Lauren not only did she want meat, but y'all, evidently and subliminally she has got a hankering for the monkey heads and the dead rats. Y'all, I don't know. But people say that a number of people find this subculture very impotent, but it just really isn't appropriate for this to happen in the U.S., y'all. There's a major conservation impact with this kind of meat. Y'all, who knew? Who knew, y'all? I mean, they really should just stick to kitties. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty went by the post office box. And y'all, I had two postcards in there. two postcards. Y'all from that Michael in Stuttgart. Y'all, I thought he had unsubscribed. But y'all, he has been on a little trip, and y'all, he sent me two postcards with kitty cats on the front of them. So y'all see, it all works. It's all about animals. And y'all, one of them, the kitty cat is a kind of a three-dimensional thing. It's kind of creepy. It's kind of creepy, and it's kind of laying there like it's dead. But I just thought I'd read these to you. Y'all, I realized that I did not play the special music last week when I got the postcards from Miss Kitty. And his his favorite dancing girl, Olive, you know, when they were over there. Look. Y'all, they sent me the postcards, and y'all, I just forgot to play the special music. So, Miss Kitty, I hope you'll forgive me. But anyway, here's what Michael in Stuttgart writes. He says, "Hi, Big Party. As you can see, I still have not unsubscribed yet." You know, y'all, there's just always a hint of ugliness in there. You know, y'all, why he couldn't be more like his second cousin twice removed is beyond me. But, you know, there's always just, there's a little jab in there. And anyway, he goes on to say, "As I know that you, just like my cousin, love the pussies." Ugh, gosh. Anyway, "you love the pussies, I had to send you this one," meaning the cod with the three-dimensional cat on it. "The Mexicos are amazingly beautiful. Miss you." And then it says, continued on cod number two. "Oh, my God, this place is pussy heaven, Big Fatty. You and Kim would love it here. And, oh... the food is just delicious, only all ham tastes like fish, but never mind. And Bia is like love in a canoe, fucking close to water." Okay, I don't know what that means, but evidently that Michael in Stuttgart has been fucking close to the water, y'all. Who knew? But it says, "But we prefer wine because, we prefer wine just like honey." Oh, yuck. Y'all, that is some of that chicken and pasta salad that I made on Sunday. But y'all, that is from Michael in Stuttgart and his other half, who is also named Michael. So y'all, I think that is just nice. And y'all, the second card, I should tell you, has a picture of kitty cats of Greece. And y'all, there must be 30 of them on here. And y'all, I don't see any of them with any feta cheese on them. But But Michael, thank you so much for the lovely cards. And y'all, they are from Santori. And y'all, I don't know where. No, they're from Santorini. So, y'all, that sounds like Italy to me, but anyway, it's not. No, Big Freddy, it is not. Now, y'all, I don't know how many of you monitor the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But, y'all, she and Myron Ernestine and that consignant, y'all, I'm a little worried about consignants because, y'all, I hadn't seen him on the Twitty at all. And, you know, y'all, the people after him. There are people after him, y'all. But the hag puts on there, "Oh, let's see what'll be on my little show on Monday. Maybe I'll talk about the fact that Ernestine just took a huge dump under Myron's chair." So, y'all, I mean, you know, why they don't let this dog go outside to take a dump is beyond me. Oh, no. No, we would much rather clean up her lovely deposits. It is just the loveliest thing. No, we love a dump. And y'all, so there's, you know, and of course the Monday, her Monday show. Oh, it's going to be late, y'all, but it's going to be worth it. Because y'all, you know, everybody wants to hear about Ernestine taking a big old honking dump. under Myron's chair in the diamond encrusted motor home. Because y'all, it's an enclosed area. You know, it's not like it's down in the den on the inflatable mattress. You know, no, we want it to be enclosed so we can just reap all the benefits of that lovely, lovely doggy doo doo. Anyway, let's see. Oh, guess what? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Huh? Huh? Y'all went and bought some animals. No, I didn't go buy animals, but I did go to the Publix. Y'all, I had to do an emergency Publix run because I was out of the milk. And you know, every once in a while, you just gotta have the Clem, y'all. You gotta have the Clem, and that is milk spelled backwards, KLIM. Yes, big ready. And y'all, I got, that's where they had the lemon pepper rotisserie chicken on sale, and that's what I got. And y'all, I got some more celery. I'm gonna have, as soon as I finish doing the little show, I'm gonna have me some crunchy peanut butter on some celery. Y'all, I hope that y'all enjoy the celery suggestions as much as my straight boyfriend, straight Bob, who is down there in the Australia in the future, y'all. Yes, big buddy. And what else did they have on sale? Oh, they had the Stouffer's turkey tetrazzinis on sale, 4 for $10, and the Nutter Butter Bites. I did remember to buy the milk, but y'all, I spent $38.85, but I only saved $7.72. So y'all, that was not the best I've ever done, but still, it was about 20%, I guess. Yes, big fatty. And y'all, my pork cashier, was Steven. And I don't think I've ever seen Steven before. By the way, y'all, as I'm looking at this recording, we just passed the 1, 2, 3, 4 mark in the recording. Yes, big fatty. Thank you, Michael Sage. I'm going to go to some of these things that my mother has been sending me. By the way, y'all, people are, wait a minute, I think that I need to go over here to the lodge for just a second. Speaking of that, Kim, Beaver, and her cousin, Michael in Stuttgart, y'all, speaking of Beaver, y'all, I think I better go over here and see if there's anything. There was something new that was posted over there, and I didn't get a chance to go over there and take a look at it prior. No, it, okay, good. Okay, y'all, they've got that Doctor Who, and to which I say, Doctor Who cares, is over there. But y'all, I was afraid there was something else over there, and it was getting under my skin, y'all, and that's not a good place to be. No, Backratty, please don't get under the skin. Y'all, I'm going to see if my mother has sent me something. There's the thing about Poopsie's birthday. I can throw that away now. Anyway, I thought I'd see if there's something over here about animals. And there's 911 calls. There's life's unanswered questions. And then, y'all, I think we're going to do cinnamon and honey. Because, y'all, these are things you can do with cinnamon and honey. And you know, honey, not the one that drinks the wine, but honey is made by the bees. By the way, y'all, I think honey, and this is just between you and me, but in that Words with French, y'all, honey, let me just get this. Because, y'all, I think he's cheating. Because, y'all, honey, let me just read you some of these words that honey has come up with. Because, y'all, honey don't come up with these words. you know, oh, dear Gussie, who have I beat? I beat Tom in the Chicago's. Yes! Let me see if I've got honey right here. Oh, here we go, right here. Words with friends with honey. Y'all, here we go. Sarsenet. S-A-R-S-E-N-E-T. Y'all, there is no way in hell that honey came up with that word. Sarsenet. You know, and you know, the boyfriend, he is not even around, so, and O-E-A-U-X, y'all like Bo or Fido, P-H-I-D-E-A-U-X, just O-E-A-U-X, y'all, he didn't come up with that, I guarantee to you, he did not come up with that on his own, and there was another one over here, too, Droyles. D-R-O-L-L-S, Droyles. Y'all, there is no way in God's green earth, because y'all, some of the other ones that he came up with were, well, I can't tell which ones I came up with and which ones he came up with, but flag. Of course, I probably came up with with that one. But y'all, there's no way. There is no way he came up with Sarsenita or Sarsenet. No. So anyway. But y'all, if I get accused of accusing him of cheating, I'll deny it. I'll deny it. So anyway, y'all, cinnamon and honey. Honey is the only food on the planet that will not spoil or rot. Now, y'all, I did not know this. It will do what some call turning to sugar, but in reality, honey is always honey. However, when left in a cool, dark place for a long time, it will do what I rather call crystallizing. When this happens, I loosen the lid, boil some water, and sit the honey container in the hot water off the heat and let it liquefy. Then it is as good as it ever was. But never boil honey or put it in the microwave. To do so will kill the enzymes in the honey. Now, y'all had no idea. I had no idea that that honey would not go bad. Now, y'all, the drug companies, you know, they don't want you to know about the healing effects of cinnamon and honey. Y'all, it is found that a mixture of honey and cinnamon cures most diseases. Y'all, I did not know this. Maybe it'll stop up Ernestine Charles so she doesn't take a big old dump under Myron's stool. Y'all, I almost asked if there was a hole in Myron's chair. Maybe he just pooted it out. Pooted it out! Ben Freddy, you have a way with words! Honey is produced in most of the countries of the world. Scientists today also accept honey as a Rambam medicine for all kinds of diseases. Honey can be used without any side effects for any kind of diseases. Today's science says that even though honey is sweet, if taken in the right dosage as medicine, it does not harm diabetic patients. Weekly World News, a magazine in Mexico or Canada, in its issue dated January 1995, has given the following list of diseases that can be cured by honey and cinnamon as researched by Western scientists. Now, y'all, obviously we're not going to have time to talk about these, but maybe we'll just pick right up here on tomorrow's little show, because y'all, you know, yes, Big Fatty, there's always another little show just around the corner, and thank goodness, Big Fatty, yours come out on time. And Big Fatty, why don't you start doing a segment about your poop? And maybe you could call it,
Oh, I just love you, honey.
Oh, that ginger bear loves some honey, and it cures diseases.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.